in this day, which is respect of human rights, I'm calling on all people who can in Somalia and outside Somalia to think of the basic principles of protecting Somali against 2 decades of violence. These people are taken hostage by a small group of people determined to violate on daily basis their basic right, their freedom to work, to gain their life, to do anything freely. And the second point is the continued impunity. No organization, very few, have called for impunity to be addressed. And my sincere conviction is that impunity fuels violence, perpetuates conflict.
Sir, as you know, it's been a week since the suicide bombing in Mogadishu at the graduation ceremony of the medical students and others who were there. What has been the effect on Somalia of that attack?
Well, what happened on that day a week ago is no more nor less than an outrageous assassination. And it was made worse by the claim to deny responsibility for it. And what it says is calling on Somalis themselves to unite, to go finally beyond this continued violence, and for representatives of countries who can do something, international organizations who can do something, to address impunity and responsibility to protect. The responsibility to protect is a Security Council statement, United Nations General Assembly statement. Somali need to be protected against those taking them hostage for the last 2 decades.
Sir, you say, quote, a whole generation is growing up having never known what it means to live in a peaceful, stable environment where rights are respected. What is the effect of that?
The effect is that on international level, we are getting used to associating Somalia to violence. Even if there are 2 decades of violence, there is no reason to give up or to abandon Somali to this tragic situation. It means also for a number of Somali that impunity is a way of life, that they can kill, maim, assassinate, and get away with it or get even a promotion. So this is something responsible government, responsible international organization should think of and try to see how to remediate and to put an end to it.